Hello, this is Isabel and Georgia from Insanity Radio, representing the Student Radio Association. We are here in Finsbury Park, London, for the Community Festival, a one-day celebration for the best new music. The lineup today consists of acts such as Nothing But Thieves, The Hunter, The Wombats, and Slaves, alongside many more. We'll be giving a live review on the acts we see, as well as speaking to the new bands Dahlia and Red Faces about the festival and their music so far.
So how do you think that your performance went today? You guys sounded really great. How was it opening the whole festival?
Good. It was weird, it was scary, it was nervous, because like we had to sort of go in and just like listen to music through the piano, and it's good, and live music's different, you know, it's a different level, so it's like sort of opening, it was quite nerve wracking for me.
It was a lot more people than we expected.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like we knew it was going to be busy, but.
Like a pre-show ritual or anything?
I tend to jump around a lot.
You just sort of keep yourself busy, I think. There's nothing like specific. Try and do all your warm-ups or whatever, but don't really get too excited.
You kind of moved on from the sacrifice.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bump in the road behind us now.
Just anything. We listen to Barry White sometimes, you know what I mean? Low tones gets going.
Mm. So how did you sort of go down the route of music? Why did you start a band?
I really started with a lot of passion for listening to music.
Yeah.
From that young, I felt I was young myself.
Yeah.
We met each other and we're like, well, we all have the same passion, why not listen together?
We're all into the same sort of music and sort of introducing each other to different parts of music and everything. So we sort of went from there and we learned instruments.
Am I right in saying you toured with the Stripes?
Yes, you are.
What's that like? Did you know them before, or did you just?
That's the thing, because we grew up with, well, I'd say grew up. We listened to their music later, so we're like kind of fans.
We went to a few gigs, didn't we?
Yeah, went to quite a few gigs, and they asked us to come play, and it was like, us?
That was
our thing,
yeah.
Yeah, and that got us quite a lot of fans and stuff, so yeah, that was really great. Although we were still at school at the time, and we weren't in hotels or anything, from Sheffield to Cambridge, about 2 hours, back up, went to school, then went back to Cambridge, and did all the time we were doing A-levels, so. I guess you can say we're dedicated. Yeah, it was great.
Who were your sort of main musical influences? Who do you aspire to?
Johnny Marr, the Beatles as a whole, because they're all quite different, quite exactly the same one of them. Oasis and Blur, sort of.
I'm really into psychedelic music, so bands like Tame Impala and a band that have kind of recently just released an album called Pond. It's an Australian experimental band. I really take a lot of that. But we all kind of really like the sort of indie guitar scene, bringing different influences into it.
Yeah. All the guitar style. Yeah. I started in Britpop, like everyone else did. It's weird, like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah,
but more for the drum aspect, and then the captain to hip hop. I like to put that in
I
feel
it's really important to listen to as much different sort of music as you can. The worst thing a band can do is just listen to their own genre, because they'll never go anywhere and they'll never be able to write songs in a way that engages them.
And in terms of like songwriting, does one person take the reins or do you all pitch in?
It starts off
with
sort of spreads out from there. I don't know, it's not much of an ego, we sort of take the view that if anyone's got a good idea, it doesn't really matter who it is, as long as it's a good idea. So if Charlie comes up with something, we think,
so it's not like a Lennon McCartney thing?
Not really. I mean, it kind of starts like that a little bit, but that's just because I feel like I'm quite annoyingly arrogant trying to start stuff. But yeah.
We sort of be experimenting together.
Yeah. Stuff like that. And to be fair, the songs have got better from more influences coming in.
The more you change the way you write and who you're with and where you are, I think that makes it sound
better. Yeah.
Like, for me anyway, other people might be
writing. Yeah, it's not just one thing, kind of.
what you find best or easiest.
So you're quite a young band, but you've gone through quite a lot of stuff. You've done loads of festivals, you've worked with some big people. So what has been your proudest moment in your career so far, if there is one?
Today's up one, it is definitely. Yeah. I don't know, because I've not, because it's only sort of only halfway through, so something bad might happen, might regret.
I feel like being played on the radio for the first time was quite a strange feeling. So you listen to the radio and all these well-known acts, they released our first single. Yeah. When our first single was played on the radio for the first time, it was kind of like, that's awesome.
Why not was a festival near us, and it's attended, and we've managed, we did it last year, the year before last, and we played a good gig and everything, and we came back and we sort of packed out the tent, and that was sort of, it's that moment when you sort of realise that people are there to see you. It was a little bit like a strange, it was a strange feeling.
I think for me it was when we were supporting DMAs back in November. We've actually got some more shows of them coming up as well, which we're grateful for. But we played at Manchester. We played in Manchester Apollo, and about a month or two before, I'd seen my favourite band, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, play there, and then realised halfway through the gig I was stood where like the lead singer was, like playing to a crowd. It was just a bit like, oh right, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but we're proud of everything we do.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
Not on our social media, that's a question.
Do you have a favourite song to play live or that you've recorded?
Living in a box.
I think the newest stuff, like whatever's the newest stuff, seem to just enjoy it. The third song we played, it's not got a name yet, but it's my favourite one to play.
There's a song that we've not shown anyone or it's been played live or re-recorded, not even recorded yet, that I think would be great live to get to it.
That one.
Not giving away the mystery. So your newest stuff is always the most exciting to play. It's like the most recent thing you really
wrote. This is a live review of Community Festival here in Finsbury Park. 2017, 1st of July. The atmosphere. I'd say the atmosphere has been really chilled. There isn't that much going on, and it's kind of a good pace. Not in a bad way, but it's just sort of easy. Everyone, you can sort of see who you want to see and not miss anything.
I kind of feel like it's definitely got busier throughout the day. It was really quiet at the beginning of the day, and got to the point now where the Wombats are on. There's just a couple of acts left. It's really busy, but it feels like a nice calm vibe. It just seems like people are just here for the day to enjoy themselves. And people are just kind of sat watching the music all the way to the back where all the food stalls are. It just seems like everyone's here just to have fun.
We just saw Slaves and they were incredible, probably the best performers this afternoon anyway.
So entertaining.
It's just very, very simple but amusing and talented performances from both of them. Unfortunately, they had a bit of a microphone problem and then were cut off at the end for being too long.
They were cut off, but they didn't actually realise. It took them a while to clock until everyone started booing. But they carried on, didn't make a fuss. If anything, they carried on. That's all you can do. Some people probably make a fuss, but not Slaves.
Nothing But Thieves. So Nothing But Thieves were on this afternoon and they were incredible, as per usual, and we even got to listen to one of their latest singles, unreleased, from their new album.
And what's great about all their songs as well is that they're so catchy. You just feel like I already know that new song.
Yes.
Yeah. I've forgotten it now, but I felt like I knew it in the moment because it was so catchy and I felt like I could sing along with it already. So they're very talented with their writing.
The Hunna are definitely a very new up-and-coming band who are breaking the scene, sort of very rocky and indie band with a lot of energy and great performance, and the audience loved it.
Just be happily watching some music and then you'll just see the drummer from Nothing But Thieves walking along. You'll see the lead singer of Red Faces looking for his friend. What's also nice is that when there's no band on stage, when they're, changing over to the next act, they have a great playlist going on in the background. Just just really great songs from our generation that everyone's singing along to. It's just a great atmosphere. Even from anywhere you are, in the park, you can just hear people singing along. It makes you think that another band has come on the stage, but then you realise, no, Two Door Cinema Club aren't playing this year. Everyone's just singing along to the playlist song. So that's another great thing about the festival.
Nathan from the band Dahlia. So Nathan, how are you today?
I am amazing today. How are you?
Good. I'm good now. Good, thanks. We'll start talking off with the band first. So how did you start the band, and sort of what is the story behind the band?
Basically, me and Dave were cleaners at our high school, and we were just sort of we were kind of slackers. We were there, and we'd just go into the music room and just play music and stuff like that, and tend to clean the guitars. So we sort of like that's how we. It kind of formed out of there. Like, I knew who he was a few years, but I'd never, like, really spoken to him. So yeah. We just started to play. I knew that he played bass, and I had loads of songs. So, and he really liked the songs. So it literally just went perfect.
So it was just a perfect fit.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, that's always, you know, nice to hear when people say they met in school, or it's really lovely to see such long friendships. But the name, Dahlia, how did that come about, and whose sort of idea was it?
We did a show, like our first show ever, and we didn't have a name. We were just sort of...
A band.
Yeah, we were just a band, and we were just doing the show. And, well, first of all, at the time that we had to come up with a name, I was completely obsessed with flowers. I was just looking up loads of stuff to do with flowers. The word that kept, every time I read it, I just sort of had a little, like, thing inside my head. And every time I read the word Dahlia, I just really loved it.
Yeah.
And then when we did that show with no band name, this girl handed me a plastic flower.
Yeah.
And I thought she was either, like, I couldn't tell, like, if she was taking a mick or not, but she gave me this plastic flower. And it turns out, after we settled on Dahlia, that it was a Dahlia flower.
It was a Dahlia flower. Well, that's kind of like it's meant to be.
I know. I have a photo of that flower too. Like, I still have it. It's on my desk. Like, I still have that flower, so, yeah.
No, that's actually really, really, really sweet. But why are you obsessed with flowers? What is the obsession?
I don't know. I just find it really interesting. Like this is true as well. Like, I'm not making these little random stories up. Like, I remember being in McDonald's or somewhere like that, and there was like a vase thing, like a really small vase on the table.
Yeah.
And I was pulling apart this flower and, like, looking at all the inside of it. And then I realised, like, what the hell am I doing? Like, why am I just... I basically just killed that flower, you know? But, I don't know, I just find it really, it's really interesting because it's just... I don't know, I can't explain it.
It's just an obsession.
There's just so much about a flower, like, on the inside, what they do.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
I mean, they're pretty as well, so we'll just leave it at that. I was going to say, so you released your mini album, which was called Petals. I mean, we can see the flower obsession already, Dahlia, Petals. And you're now releasing, or you're about to release your new single, Ballad of Black and White. So tell us a bit more about this new single and sort of like where your music's going now.
Okay, so we had a sort of like a year-long break, which was just, it wasn't meant to be like that. We didn't plan it, we didn't want it. What happened. It was, we had to work some things out, we had to sort some things out, like, behind the curtains before we could take the circus onto the road, you know, we just had to, like, iron out and fix a lot of things, and during that time, I was doing a lot of recording, still, and just tons of writing, and because there was no, like, we didn't know what the lineup was going to be, me and Dave, we didn't know who was going to be involved,
yeah.
That allowed me to just sort of, like, when I was recording, I've always wanted to have strings and piano and stuff like that, because of, you know, we were a three-piece,
yeah.
We couldn't, just guitar, bass and drums, so during that time, because we didn't know what the lineup was, I was allowed and able to just record whatever I wanted and not think about how are we going to do this live,
yeah.
You know? So there's the new material. I'd say Ballad of Black and White is kind of like a wild card. There's not really more songs that sound like that yet anyway, like right now. They're just very...
So it's quite special and quite unique, would you say?
I don't know about Ballad of Black and White being special or unique. It's just, I love the song. There's a lot of songs that we have that I think are special that are yet to come out.
And when are they coming out?
I know that it's going to be very soon, actually.
Very soon. Are we talking weeks? Months.
probably be, I'm not sure, but one of the things that you just said is right. I don't know which, though.
Not telling us today. So we'll move on from that. We won't grill you on that anymore. Talking about a sold-out tour that you did at, well, sold-out show, sorry, that you did at Camden Assembly in London, what was your favourite memory from that show and how did that feel, selling out?
To be honest, because it was the first show in so long, I was kind of thinking that, I don't know, I just, like, I love the fact that so many people got the tickets straight away. It's just a nice feeling that, because it is, it's just a really nice feeling that, you know, that people
want
care
to
about the band.
Yeah.
So that was a great feeling. Also, walking out onto the stage and people just still singing all the words back. That's my favourite part, I think. Everyone just singing the words back. Like, that's just such a good feeling. There's nothing else like it.
So, moving on from that, what would you say is sort of like your dream venue to sell out?
I want to sell out arenas. I don't know. It's a hard question because I don't know who doesn't want their band to be huge. I think that people who say that they don't care, I don't understand why you wouldn't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So sort of any sort of big arena venue, sort of like the O2 or any venue like that of that scale.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So in the upcoming few sort of weeks, you're doing the community festival in Finsbury Park. So there's a big lineup for that, you know, Catfish on the Bottom and The Hunter, many, many people performing there. Who would you say you're most looking forward to?
I've never seen Slaves and they're playing that. Yes, I guess Slaves, because I've never seen them before.
Slaves,
And I know they've got quite an avid fan base, so that'll be quite interesting to see. Yeah,
quite interesting. So to all of our listeners listening in, if you're interested in any of these bands that are performing at the community festival, Dahlia will be there along with Nothing But Thieves, The Hunter, Red Faces, Fickle Friends, Wombats, Nothing But Thieves, Slaves, the community festival, that's the place to be. And so coming back to sort of your band and your music, who would you say was your inspiration? Do you collectively as a band like the same person or artists, or are your tastes just all completely different?
The thing is, me and Dave, we don't care about what people say this as well. Like, we honestly don't care, but it's true. We both love pop music.
Yeah.
Like, proper old-school pop music. Your own pop music was so melodic and vibrant.
Do you want to name some songs? Give us some throwbacks.
I don't know off the top of my head. Just basically any like, 90s, 2000s pop, great pop songs. And it's so funny, like when we're on tour, you know, like the van pulls up and it's like the cliche, like a rock band getting out of their van and with cigarettes and like sunglasses, and then you've got the Spice Girls playing in the background. it's just hilarious, like, because we don't mind like about saying it as well, like, because it's just true, like, what's the point in having it? We just love pop music.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't? I think everyone loves pop, no matter what they say. They can say all they like, but I'm sure they have their guilty pop pleasures every now and then. So what is your sort of, like, inspiration? Like, who would you aspire to be, like, as a band?
Do you know what? I heard, you know, 21 Pilots?
Yeah.
I discovered them kind of a few months ago.
Yeah.
And, I think, because I was watching videos of them online on YouTube, and I just think that the showmanship involved with what they do and how it's just all about the show, that is something that I really admire, and that is something that I want to actively try and be more like, because I just think it's great how they make the show so explosive.
Yeah.
So that's something.
Linking that to the community festival, what can we see from yourselves as a live performance?
Well, I've been told that it's quite loud.
So we'll just have to see on the day then.
That's a really good spin that you did there.
Yeah, so how is it sort of touring and with the other band members? I mean, you're obviously quite close, but how is it being with each other for such a long period of time?
Dave is my best mate in the planet, and that to be able to tour with him is like going on. It's absolutely amazing. I can't express how amazing it is to just be with your best mate, and you're touring the UK or the world, and you're just with your best mate all the time.
Kind of like a holiday.
Yeah, because it's so fun as well. Like, touring is so fun. The weirdest things happen, the funniest things happen. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you.
That was our coverage of the community festival. We hope you enjoyed it. You can read our review online at www.insanityradio.com. That's all from us for now. Thank you for listening.